guys, my name is Juliana and today I'm going to talk about data mining. Before I get started, let's set some facts straight. The definition of data mining is the practice of examining large databases in order to generate new information. It's also known as looking for hidden, valid, and potentially useful patterns in large data sets. Data mining is mainly used for politics and statistics. In politics, they use the data to influence their campaigns and advertisement strategies. This lets certain people be exposed to different types of content. While statistical purposes may not be as intrusive, data mining is still gathering people's personal information without them knowing. Many have found out that data mining is happening more regularly and on more than just Facebook. Because of this, some feel very violated and don't want their private information being misused or manipulated. Today, I'll be interviewing one of my friends, Ashley, who has recently deleted her Facebook. So, Ashley, I heard that you had Facebook, but you recently deleted it. Is this true?
Yeah, I watched a video over data mining, which led me to believe that my private information was being misused. I just didn't want to be watched like a hawk.
So how did this video come about?
A friend recommended the video called Facebook's Cambridge Analytica Data Scandal. After they watched it, they also deleted their accounts.
What from the video made you want to delete your account?
Well, according to an article from The Guardian, Trump's consultants collected over 50 million people's personal data to manipulate voters to get an unfair advantage.
So how did they use that to manipulate the voters?
They used it to sway towards voting for them. They used what we liked or what we followed to see a trend in our views.
How did the consultants receive all of these people's data?
They used a company called Cambridge Analytica.
Why didn't Facebook do anything about it?
They didn't even know that the company was stealing their data. This is why the internet is ruined. And this wasn't the first time it's happened either. They just keep taking and taking and taking without permission.
When else did this happen?
It actually happened in 2012 with Obama. When Obama used similar Facebook data, many praised him. Versus when Trump did it, he was viewed with outrage. Under Obama, it was genius, but with Trump, it was a scandal.
So was it the same thing?
Yeah, in both situations, it was a micro-targeting and data mining.
Do you think we can stop this from happening in the future?
I think that it probably will happen again, but to try to prevent it, people need to keep their personal information private and think about using Facebook.
Well, thank you, Ashley, for your input on data mining.
Thanks.
Just like Ashley, many have felt their privacy being violated. So last year, in April, the U.S. Supreme Court had a case called Sorrell versus IMS Incorporation. The court concluded that a Vermont law which banned data mining companies just like Cambridge Analytica from selling prescription information in pharmaceutical companies was unconstitutional. Now, the difference in between these companies and Cambridge Analytica is that Cambridge Analytica is used for politics, mostly because they use the information to sway votes towards a certain politician. And these other data mining companies use their information to look up prescribing patterns. So the background of the court case is when filling prescriptions, pharmacies collect your information like age and gender, and then they sell it to data mining companies so the pharmacies can see the individual physician prescribing patterns. So the personal information is stripped to protect patient privacy, but then it's used by doctors for sales. So Vermont passed a law to protect public health, to protect prescriber privacy, and to reduce healthcare costs. They did this mostly to attempt to correct what they saw as an unbalanced marketplace of ideas that undermines the state's interests. The Supreme Court said that the Vermont law was unconstitutional because it restricted commercial speech, which is protected by the First Amendment. With this decision, the court has taken an important step in defending the rights of commercial free speech. The remaining states with data mining laws and all of those calling for greater restrictions on speech should take this decision into consideration, because if they don't, then they'll have the same problem. In my opinion, I believe that all data mining companies should not be able to use any personal information, because we as American citizens have the right to privacy. And I know that in statistics you have to use data, but you don't have to know the personal part to the data. You can just know the numbered part.
One common motive of data mining is for political purposes, and politicians try to sway votes in their favor. One way they do this is by creating social media accounts that excessively post positive and influential information about that candidate. They then target certain people on social media and request to follow them. When those people follow them back, they are then exposed to that content and are expectedly more likely to vote for that candidate. This is a really selfish and immature thing to do. They also do this through personality quizzes. They send you a quiz, and when you log into your Facebook account to take it, it gives them access to it. In my opinion, specifically with the Facebook scandal, this is really messed up because not only did it violate Facebook's privacy standards, it also violated the user's privacy without their permission. In conclusion, data mining has been violating the private information of internet users and uses that information for various reasons. While things like this are invasive as they are, media users can protect themselves by not sharing their personal information, being more mindful of their actions and what they click on, or by ultimately deleting their entire account as a solution to this problem.
That's the end of our podcast, so thanks for listening. And remember to always be mindful of where and how your private information is being used.